most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is The Dina and Greg Show. I'm Dina Martinez.
And I'm Greg Potter.
Ace Greg Potter.
You're ridiculous.
I'm not ridiculous. I started the show and then it didn't start and now it started and...
We're here now.
We're here. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to
Welcome.
The Dina.
Welcome.
Welcome. Bienvenidos. Bienvenue. This is an international language radio show.
Hola. Okay, so today our guests are you going to continue? Or
Charlene and Devani from
Logos Gimme Sugar.
We've got
two of our favorite lesbians, by the way.
Yes, two of my favorites.
This in is a lesbian
LA.
Show.
And Charlene apparently knows every lesbian in LA.
Every lesbian. Look under rock. If there's a lesbian, she'll know her.
Because there's so many lesbians under rocks.
So grab your...
Grab your flannel-wearing friends.
Your carpet-munching Google girls.
And you get onto the show and call right away and talk to us and the girls.
We're and really all excited. Of them.
We love her. I was pretty much raised by lesbians. Like, my best friend, my sister, all my friends in Texas were, before I moved out, were all lesbians. And I love lesbians. They call me a les hag.
The only lesbians I knew growing up were my gym teacher.
The only lesbians.
And her crew.
My gym teacher.
So anyway, hi.
Hi.
It's been a week.
It has been. And you guys, first of all, we want to start the show off because we had Jenny Pelosi on and she was really fun and we had a really good time.
She was fantastic.
She was. Deb kind of, unnerved me a little bit, but we had such a good time with her. And so like past week, I was emailing the Bravo people and saying, hey, look, I want to reschedule Madison from Million Dollar Listing and get him to come in and see if I can get information for Tabitha from Tabitha Salon Takeover and kind of work something out. I haven't heard anything.
So we would like to apologize to Bravo and NBC Universal.
For anything we might have done. I want to apologize that I'm a transsexual.
And... I'm not going to apologize to them, a faggot. But
let me change this. I apologize that they didn't know I was transsexual.
You should have done your due diligence. Wait,
we're not. No, I really had a good time and I really looked forward to working with them. So everybody at NBC Universal, we really want to work.
Especially
Bravo.
We like you.
We like you. We love you.
We would like you to love us.
Exactly.
So just send us a little memo next time that says, this is what you cannot say. Maybe even a code word like apple
or like a safety word
or banana hammock.
A safety word. Our show is a lot like an S&M session. If you feel really threatened, we want to make sure that threat becomes, satiated by.
We'll just loosen up the
safety
noose.
Word. And then we'll be sorry about the handcuffs and restraints. So what I'm saying is, call us, send us your people.
We really like your network. So
we love your network.
So
and
Dina,
everybody, all the shows and everything, and all the channels. And
so I have a story to tell. Last Sunday, before our show, we went to the Fashion District, and in the middle of this, I hear Dina come up to me saying, "Give me $10. Do you get $10 on me?" And I say, yeah, don't even think, because I really need to get into the habit of when Dina quickly needs cash and can't get to a machine to get cash, what's she going to use it for? So she comes back with these contacts.
Fabulous.
They kind of freak me out, but she wore them on Friday night.
I love them.
And are you going to put that on a website, that picture? You got it. You look
fucking hot. Well, it's on my Facebook. It's on I've posted links on my Twitter. I've posted them on my MySpace. So
if you get a chance,
everywhere.
Look at Dina's picture from Friday night. She looks hot.
Just Google Dina Martinez or Dina and Greg, and don't pay attention to the Dina Greg, who is not Dina and Greg.
Yeah, so this week...
I was really excited. Okay, so I went out on Friday. The contacts were for a costume. Do not mock me on air. The contacts were for a costume, and they're all white, so it whited out my eyes, and I was really excited, because I've always wanted them. I just never, you know, was like, okay, I don't want to spend the money on them. They were $20 downtown. Hells yeah. So I decided to wear this black trench coat that my friend made me that goes well under my breast line and just above my coochie line, and I wore that with a black rhinestone bra. Uh-huh. Black rhinestone bra and a really, really short skirt and some go-go boots that come up to my knees and they're high heel with pointy toes, my contacts, and I wore this. I even pulled out the chartreuse powder for my eyes.
So I left her Friday early evening and said, go out and go get laid.
And then she became a vampire and went out and didn't get laid, but got drunk.
Me, on the other hand, I went home and slept because I had to work early the next morning. That's a lot of fun. That day, though, I called in sick, and after deciding that I need to go to the doctor and getting my car fixed, we had kind of a fun day that day.
We did, other than the doctor in the car.
We took the subway, didn't we? Don't you know?
We sure did. I felt like I was in a big city.
We took it down to downtown L.A., and we looked at the L.A. Live, you know.
Well, first of all,
they just got a lot of that was bullshit. There's nothing there.
I know. Okay, but first of all, I was wondering where it stops off in NoHo, North Hollywood. I don't know. I don't go to North Hollywood. I barely come on this side of the hill. If it wasn't for once a week that I had to for the show, I probably wouldn't much. Not that it's a horrible place. It's just, you know, inconvenient and far for me. So, but there are a lot of like...
Tastes like you ate dirt.
Middle Eastern hot boys around here, which is hot, but I like. Anyway, so we decided to take it to NoHo. And all I kept thinking is...
She says we...
No, ho, you didn't, but I did. So we got off.
Walked around.
Went back to the station and went downtown.
We're sitting there, though, and all of a sudden, one of our good friends that we have not seen in ages walked by us, which was so random, and it was so good to see him and get, mm-hmm. you know, that Matt. 30 minutes to sit and chat with Matt.
Nice.
And just so you know, Matt, we are holding it to you, and you and your girlfriend are going with us to see that movie.
Yes.
So.
And I saw a girl that I know, Lou, but I didn't talk to her because she was rushing, and I was just like, oh, wait. So I saw a lot of people that I knew that day. It was kind of cool in NoHo. Oh, so downtown, we went to LA Live. I was really excited.
Did not have a drink.
Not a single drop of liquor in our bodies. But it was really cool if there would have been people there. Otherwise, it was not live. It was not happening.
It was not.
And I didn't see a single homosexual, lesbian, or tranny anywhere.
It was bullshit. But... Speaking of, Saturday night, though, because we did nothing for Halloween.
Nothing.
Sat and watched scary movies. Hey, ladies. Sat and watched scary movies, and I was at the grocery store because I was getting beer for Dina and me, and I found, don't you know, I found Lightning Kugels, you know, from the northern Wisconsin area.
And I didn't even know what that was.
Hey, honey.
The lesbians.
Girls are here.
The lesbians are here.
Yay. Pop on the mic, I got y'all live.
Okay. So, I like it.
Texas.
Texas, what? Somebody calling you from Texas?
No, I said, I got all Texas.
Oh.
No, ain't nobody calling yet.
I am so excited that you're here again, because I was not here when you were here last time.
I know you weren't. I was very sad.
Oh,
I didn't
was
know
sad
who
to...
I was speaking to last time.
And I'm really excited that Devani's here.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
That is my partner in crime. That's
I'm
my
really,
sissy right there.
Why am I being all shy right now?
I don't know.
Get your face up to the microphone.
Get up to the microphone. Let's hear you.
Because there's no cameras.
Talk to
or
us.
Something.
So we're going to cover a couple. Shut up. She's like, nobody can see me. Why am I scared?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and cover our topics real quickly. Do you mind starting, G?
Where do you want me to start? Oh, I found you a new tranny daughter. A new drag daughter.
Tell me about it.
Apparently,
a drag daughter.
Yeah, apparently in Adrian, Michigan, some man broke into a house and apparently was trying on the lady's clothes. They came home. He ran out in just his boxers and a pink baseball hat. And so if you need DinaMartinez.com, that's all you got to do, honey. You can be. She'll turn you into a big old drag queen.
I will give you hair for days, bitches.
So, Dina's School of Drag.
Hello. Enrolling for spring. Summer 2010.
Spend the training to camp. That's, anyway. Sorry.
Just email mail.diva@dinaandgregshow.com.
So what do you got next?
I'm so sad about this, guys. I don't know if you heard, but Newsom. What's his name, Newsom?
Gavin
Newsom.
Hot, gorgeous Gavin Newsom dropped out of the gubernatorial race.
Really?
So right now there is no other runner against, what's his name?
I can't remember his name.
And the Democratic caucuses.
I was really excited to have a hot governor.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Even if
who liked us.
Even if he is straight, he loves us.
He was an ally.
Mm-hmm. He's still technically mayor of San Francisco, though, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, he really wanted to.
Last time I heard, he was still.
He stopped running for the governor race because he wanted to make sure that he was really taking care of the city and his family. And I'm like, that takes a lot of respect, you know? You gotta give the guy props for, you know.
And it's a hard decision to make.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Especially when we love him so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Are you stoned? That's so
no.
cute.
She's just a little nervous.
Yay.
Girl, don't you be nervous.
Caffeine. I need caffeine.
Girl.
Mm-hmm. Or women. I don't know. Something.
Well.
Pussy. I need pussy.
Okay, well.
Yes.
I like that.
Bravo's listening right now. And they're like, no.
We just apologized, Bravo.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, no.
I was the one who said pussy.
We have to apologize.
Okay.
Good. I just
say
agreed.
Say pussy all you want. I can't. What am I going to follow with? I can't talk about something sad after that.
She's all, I can't talk about pussy and then death.
I just got sad stuff.
Okay, tell me sad.
Okay. AIDS experts say that right now in Russia they need to have a new HIV strategy because the epidemic is getting so severe that they're losing control. They're losing it's just patience. Getting to a dangerous new phase.
This has been our week. I'm sorry. I'm all. This has been our week. Greg trying to start a sentence, me trying to finish it for him.
Entire. Yeah. Lots of dirty looks.
Apples. Oranges. Turtles. Ooh, Devani.
It's getting hot in here.
She likes
taking
to
off
strip.
Some clothes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got the funny one. In Havensack, New Jersey, the guy, they were accusing a gentleman of killing his ex son-in-law. And the reason
that's funny.
The reason that they had it's kind of the reason that they had it was because he lives downstairs, and to be able to do it, it was a continuous running up and downstairs. And the man told the judge, "I'm too fat to run up those stairs."
Oh.
Because he was 5'8 and 285 pounds. And so the whole idea is like, yeah. He's like, I'm not running those stairs.
Speaking of which, I've lost a little weight.
Yes, you have.
Holler. That's all I just had to say. I'm excited. I need some more encouragement right now.
I love it. You are looking good.
Stop it.
From what I saw on Friday nights.
I ran
that
fast
lovely outfit.
Such a blur.
It was amazing.
Titties. Tits and fangs. Tits and fangs. Home. TNF, girl.
So it was crazy out, huh?
Friday was fun. I did not go up. We did not do anything last night except watch movies.
Yeah, I didn't. Mm-mm. I did the same exact thing.
And I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I didn't give out candy. I got my house egged.
Oh, no.
Shut up.
No, it hit the side. It hit the side. I saw it today.
Did it hit the side?
It hit the side.
One hit the yard,
the
and the other one hit the side of the house. No, not.
So
no.
We're sitting there watching these scary movies, and she's got her front door closed, curtains closed, like no front light on, so all we're seeing is shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And so people kept coming close to the door to try and trick or treat, and she's like, I'm getting so freaked. And so finally someone came up there, and I just sat there, and she went up to the door.
But it wasn't just someone. They rustled around on the front porch for a few minutes.
And they had some blinking lights.
And they had
going
these
on.
Crazy blinking lights. And I'm thinking,
it's like a
oh, yeah,
child.
You're gonna let the tranny go to the door, ain't you? Ain't no man gonna step up and, you know, look out for me. No. The faggot's on the couch and the tranny get up to answer the door.
Oh my God.
So she threw some candy at him though. And so she comes back and gives me this lecture, and I'm like, you know what? You could stop your, you know, just open the fucking window. Like, open the window shades.
But I don't
like,
want people looking in on me.
So you see who's out there and know, like, and know that they're there, or these images, these ghosts coming
oh,
by.
Hell no.
I'm going to let the tranny go.
Hell no.
And I'm not normally.
I would have gotten killed,
you know,
right away, too.
Oh,
I was right there in plain view. Like,
it's the tranny that always gets killed in a film first.
What was I going to do? Throw a Kit Kat at him? Like,
yeah. So, I never
Here's
get
a
that.
Kit Kat and a Snickers bar. You go.
You know, I never get that way with horror movies, though, because that's like my genre. I fucking love horror films.
Really?
Yeah. Love them. Live for them.
The first one was good, but the second one
was.
What the hell was
it? Was
it?
Really fun.
Did you guys watch Paranormal Activity?
We hated it.
Me too.
Horrible.
So bad.
Really?
I got nauseated. And it pissed me off because I didn't believe her. I wanted to hit the bitch.
But we're excited about the...
I would have killed somebody excited. In the first 5 minutes of that movie if I had a knife.
Seriously, if I was at Ghost, I'd be like, fuck this shit. She's done at age 8. Anyway, well, really, you'll end up seeing it probably no matter what. So,
it sucked,
and we're excited about, what are we, The Fourth Kind?
Oh, yeah.
The Fourth Kind.
Oh, I want to watch that with Mila Jovovich.
Yep.
Oh, Mila Jovovich, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's a... It's a film. It's not like a
but they do
documentary kind
of. The real.
Yep, yeah, they base it off of these studies and they use some of the footage from conversations.
No, wait. Isn't that White Owl? Or what was it? I think it's White Owl. Or is that a different movie that I'm talking about?
No, I'm thinking Fourth Kind.
Fourth Kind? With Mila Jovovich, right?
I don't know.
I thought that was her, but. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. Okay.
Sharon, let's have a different show.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a
We pick up our
one.
Phone.
Also,
so you guys,
yes.
We have Charlene and Devani in the studio from...
Oh, Lord.
Gimme Sugar.
Ow.
So if you guys want to call in, it's 818-602-4929. Once again, that number is 818-602 4929. You can call the tranny sex line and
yes, please call. My wonderful BlackBerry took a dive, so I lost all my contact. So please
call
Presh,
in. Presh. Honey, that sucks.
No, it was wiped over what
700
three
numbers.
Years of contacts is done. Girl. It's over. It died.
Your life sucks right now.
I put it to rest. No, it's been good.
She's all.
Bill, it's
she's
a logo.
Good. Fresh start.
Bill, it's a logo.
Right. I do want to say to April Rain from Las Vegas, I would like to say congratulations to winning the title Miss US of A at large. Proud of my girl.
Clap.
So I'm very excited about that for her. And I found out, guys, I'm so excited about this because it means that trans people are getting a little bit further ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited about that. Chaz Bono. He's
oh, my gosh.
He made the
already?
Out 100.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Hey.
So excited. Out 100.
Go, Chaz.
And we just happen to be sponsored by out.com, gay.com, and advocate.com.
Oh, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Plug.
Hello. I had to make my mention. There we go. So I was really excited about that. And do you have anything else before?
The guy who was, God told him to steal the Dodge Charger in Lexington, Kentucky. That's all I got. I've got no Jesus. Fun gay shit with
that
me.
Was kind of funny, though.
Serious gay shit, and then I've got fun straight shit.
Jesus. Jesus told
what
me.
What I about when was it Rosie called Oprah out? About being gay. I saw it on
TV. Oh, I didn't see this.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Talk
like on,
wait, what?
On E. You guys didn't see that? You guys didn't watch?
Tell e? The story, please. I want to hear it.
They were just interviewing her,
recount.
Rosie, and then she said something about, what's that one supermodel? Petra? The one that got swept through the whole tsunami?
Oh, yeah, her. Mm-hmm.
Her, and then she said she was hitting on her or something like that, and then they were asking
She was hot.
Her. Yeah, she was hot. But what's her name? Rosie was just saying, like, she didn't get it. She's like, I didn't think she was hitting on me, but her friend says, yeah, she wanted like, you know, to talk to you.
To Rosie?
Yeah, I was like, are you kidding? No. But she's like, yeah, I know all these people that's gay, but Oprah and Gail and all this. I was like, oh, you don't want to mess with Oprah because she's just like, she'll kill you. I don't know.
Oprah's a power lesbian.
Yeah, but I think she's
Oprah
gay.
Is president.
The president of lesbians.
Is that who I send my dues to?
Well, I think she's gay.
I'm an honorary lesbian.
Yes, you are, and I love it.
I have the you don't have to lick pussy card.
Oh, no.
But someday you can get one. So, yay.
We can trade places. It. Sometimes I don't feel like being one.
Girl, I just, you know.
Devani has one nut.
Yes, I do. If you guys want to find out more about that story, you have to call.
What's the number again?
It is 818-602-4929.
I'm dialing it right now.
Why do you have to do it all sexy?
Because it's fun.
So, just so you know, that movie, The Fourth Kind, it does have, it's Mila Jovovich.
Is that what you were doing?
She's in
over
there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Sorry. I have a one-track mind sometimes.
It is on the spot research.
I got it. But it's
very good.
It's about a white owl or something, right?
No.
It is. I'm telling you. It's about
a white
owl.
It's about the aliens. The fourth kind of being abducted by aliens.
No, but there's a white owl. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
I'm telling you, there's a white owl that involves. That's.
Can somebody Google it and call it on us? No.
I should have watched a movie trailer. Anyway,
Google white owl.
It has to
or owl.
Something with a white
what
owl.
What is it?
I have
okay,
no idea.
So
damn it,
so,
it's an owl. Hiya.
How's everything going, girls?
Amazing.
How was your trip? Oh, how was London? That's where you were, right?
Yes, I was in London.
I think she's here physically, but mentally she's back there still.
I know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was in London for 2 months, so
In love.
I'm in love
with London.
Yeah, with London. Exactly.
London and Italy. Right?
And Italy.
So tell us about this. Dish a little.
Dish a little what?
And dish a little gossip.
We're not talking about big
Well, you
media.
Tell me. You tell me what questions do you want? What answers? Sorry, what
she
questions?
She is not going to be forthcoming.
What questions, what questions are you going to ask and I will answer
so
them?
So you met a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you meet her?
I met her in London my first time in July when I went back to London first time. I met her outside of a place called Heaven.
Oh, I know Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since I've been. Okay.
And
just met her outside, like random, like
at the bus stop.
And she's like, "Oh my God, I saw you on the American show."
No, she didn't even know it was another girl. Another girl. Another girl that was this girl G. She was there, and she had her friend Jamie come up to me and ask me, you know, where you from? They like ran after me. They're like, "Where are you from?" I was like, "L.A."
Ran
and then she was like, "I knew it." I was like, "Okay." I was like, "Okay." And then so I met her, and then I saw little
Italy.
I'm not gonna say her name, but little Italy. I saw her down the street and. We just all introduced ourselves, and it went from there. Phone numbers exchanged with a friend of mine, and
she's all phone
going.
Numbers, panties off. There it goes.
No, that was not kidding. How it went.
You're a lady,
but it ended up that way.
She pulled her truck up
she's
first.
Kill me.
They call it lorry. They pulled up a lorry. They have U-hauls there.
But for me, it was love at first sight.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you were working, too.
What?
You were working?
Is that why you were in London?
No, I was just there on holiday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just halls?
Just holiday, and turned out to be a big surprise. And then second trip around September, ended up being there for 2 months.
Yeah, she kept on missing her flight, by the way.
Yeah, we got
like about
we got
10
that
times.
One, so.
10 times.
We got that. I'll be there.
Devani, how many times did I miss my flight?
Probably like 6 or 7.
Girl, you know you could have came on by yourself.
Little Italy, I'm going to kill you. Whenever you come to LA, by the way.
I say me and Devani just go to London.
I want to go.
I said we all do a show in London.
Why don't
that would
we?
Be
Let's
Ferris.
Go.
Oh, my goodness.
Did I say that?
You said Ferris.
Ferris.
Did you say that in a British accent?
Fierce. That is so fierce. Darling, fierce.
They're loving you already. I'm giving it all to my Londoners. So give a shout out to the Londoners.
She's like, hey, London, what's up, bitches? How you doing, slags? Not that you're slags. I'm just kidding. I'm sure that your friends are not slags, but
they're amazing.
I love friends.
Dina, fix your hair. I'm kidding.
What?
I need you to pull your phone.
Devani's turn to be on the spot.
Well, speaking of working, can we spread the rumor that Give Me Sugar's going to have a third season?
Who told you that?
We want to just spread the rumor.
Spread the rumor. Spread it.
Just is
spread
there it. Any?
Can
what
you guys
the
tell us? Is it? Are you guys?
We're crossing our fingers for a third season.
But there's. I've heard good things. A lot of good things. So that's
y'all
all I'm going to say.
Y'all are like.
I'll write a letter. I'll say logo.
Let's just say we're going to do.
You're going to put them on after the Dina and Greg show.
Amazing.
Hi. Yeah.
That's our plan.
That's a plan.
It's an evil, evil empire.
It's not evil. It's fabulous.
Evil. It's first. Fist, darling, fist. Walk. Walk, darling, fist. So, okay, I want to bring this up because I'm living for this right now.
Okay.
Because that whole season, Miss Thing.
Who?
I said Miss Thing. That was from like 1973.
Are you talking about? She's not talking to me.
I know, you're talking to me. I was good all season.
Somebody stirred up the trouble. Miss Devani.
What happened? What
somehow I think that you stir up the trouble everywhere, though, don't you?
No, I'm just honest.
Oh, that's a good one, see?
That is good.
See? Mm-hmm.
It's honest.
I think Dina's talking about Jasmine.
Oh, that vegetarians. Was... Sorry about that. Vegetarians, sorry. I love my meat, but...
So do I.
Too,
see? Yeah. That was just overboard.
So do y'all keep in touch still? Any of y'all?
She'll like randomly text me. Like with all like the cast members and stuff, we'll like randomly text each other or call.
Okay.
And we have Facebook, of course.
And they're all, hey girl, I miss you.
Yeah, they love me now. That's the funny thing. They hate me and now they love me. So see? I don't know what the deal is. Just, you just have to be honest.
It's not always loved with reality TV.
They just had to get to know Devani. Yeah.
It's
that's
true.
It.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people have preconceived notions of a lot of people.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
That's how drama starts.
They think I'm good to talk to anybody. It's true. I'm just kidding. These girls know opposite. Tranny shows up at truck stop drunk.
I love it.
You
she
love
talks
it.
To everybody.
You do.
I'm like, hey, girls.
In your sequins dress.
You really, are a lesbian magnet, though. Like, look at the times that we've been... We went to Dinah Shore. You were the belle of the ball.
How did we end up at Dinah Shore, really?
That night that we were at Roosterfish in Venice Beach, and I'm over in the corner with the boys, and I look at the bar, and Dina's surrounded by all the lesbians.
And getting my boobs felt up, but I'm
amazing.
Like, oh, yay, apparently I'm a lesbian tonight. Woo.
You're a lesbian whenever you want to be.
It's true. I'm like... Today, I feel like a Midwest lesbian.
Please explain.
I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt and my hair pulled up in a ponytail.
Oh.
Midwest lesbians had the flannel, too.
And I don't have the flannel.
So then what does that make you?
You're a Southeast lesbian.
That makes me a Texas lesbian. You know.
Oh, what are you... Ooh, anyway, so bad. What would you like to share? What's going on? What are you working on right now?
What are we learning?
You first.
Okay, me first. I'm trying to work on my music, and I'm trying to work with a couple producers. And then tomorrow, I'm supposed to meet... I don't know if I want to do this girl band thing. I was supposed to meet these girls. I think they're called Vantage Point or something. And they wanted me to be kind of like the Fergie of the group.
All right.
There's like a blonde girl. And
just
then,
don't pee your pants on stage.
I won't. So I'm working on that, trying to record some stuff.
Right on.
So Devani's actually really good. I heard her record before.
No.
I've heard her sing.
No.
For those of you who don't know.
Yeah. I'm not just a nanny, by the way.
She's an artist.
I want to hear her shit.
She's an artist.
I want to hear your shit, too.
Yeah, bring it on sometime.
Yeah, I will. I might even, like, you know, spit some lyrics out of here. But
spit them.
Not right now.
In a minute?
You got
37 seconds. At the end of the show.
She puts herself out there and then she...
She doesn't have to wait.
She, you're that girl that's like, oh yeah, baby, oh yeah, and then you kind of tease a little bit.
Yeah, of
don't
course.
You?
That's more pull it's back. Fun like that. It's okay. More fun that way. Don't you think? You can't just get to the point.
I got
that's
it.
Boring.
I've been with men like that, and then they turn out to be big old bottoms.
Oh no.
Anyway, what are you working on?
I have that kind of a story.
Oh well, right now I'm still working at Truck Stop, and I'm also putting myself out there to do some more work on radio. I want to be a host and either. Television or radio, so I'm trying to really put myself out there.
Right on.
Yeah.
Gotta work hard. Gotta work hard.
I found your
my what?
Twitter today.
You did?
Char on the mic.
Oh, see?
I was like, see? What? I ain't mad.
Right? You can't be mad.
I'm putting on my tinted lip gloss.
Can I see? What
it's
is it?
Chapstick. Oh. It's that ghetto ass chapstick with a little bit of glitter.
Botanical berry. True Shimmer Chapstick plug. Thank you.
Hello. Y'all can send the residuals to Dina Martinez it.
Just Google it. You'll find her.
Hello. I'm not hard to find.
She's no. not. She's usually in the corner of Hollywood Highland
and
Santa Monica Boulevard.
By Del Taco.
Yeah, by Del Taco.
And the donut shop.
And if you can't find her, she'll be in Del Taco. She's yours
they
for
did not.
A
I'm not
bean
saying
burrito. This makes
apparently.
Up for the gal comments all week.
Oh, hell no.
I can't help it that you're gay with the gout. okay, so apparently this whole new hate crimes bill doesn't include trannies on the air. Because I'm feeling hated on.
You are not.
Kidding.
You know we love you. Oh, we got nothing but love
nothing
for you.
But love.
So what did you guys do this weekend on Saturday? You were looking cute in your little... And your little brief thingies and
what?
All superhero-y.
Oh, I was Robin.
I was like, hey, that's cute.
It was too tight.
And then I'm like, she's too busy.
Whatever. I saw you in your little bustier and that title corset thing.
No.
It was amazing, though. It was pretty.
And her bedazzled bra.
Yes. Was it bedazzled?
Girl,
did you bedazzle yourself?
I did not bedazzle it. I dazzled that shit. Oh. Tranny with glue and a rhinestone will never fail ya.
Oh my god.
It was just a rhinestone bra.
No, but last night was just, it was a mess. We stayed out. We went out. We were supposed to go to the Standard. Me and my sister and my friend Kevin were supposed to go out and, oh, you love Kevin.
I love Kevin.
I love my Kevin. And on Sunset Boulevard and trying to find parking around the Standard and everything, it took us an hour and a half. And we just left. We said, fuck it.
I was like, why did you even spend that? Why would you spend that long?
And then it's $30 to park everywhere. And there was another place that was $45.
No. And then just to get through that crowd, it's... last year, we did it, and it was just ridiculous. We were going to get a table this year at Cherry Chop?
Cherry
and,
Chop?
And then we're just like... Chop. And we just voted on saying, fuck it.
Mm-hmm. My whole thing was, last year I worked, and... running around a boar in heels.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to show people where their table is. Girl. Squeezing through these queer bitches, acting all huppity-huppity.
Why are you looking at me so fiercely? I was nowhere near
now,
you last year.
And don't get me wrong.
I tried to get
queer
near
bitches.
You.
I do. But goddamn it, it was not fun. By now, get your ass out of a high heel girl's way. When I say tranny with a baby, I mean goddamn it, move. You know?
Amazing.
So I just wasn't in the mood to be pushed around. So that's.
Yeah. And it was a mess. I saw it on TV. It was a mess.
I didn't even want to watch it on TV. I just stayed home with my wife.
Oh.
Passed out candies to the kids.
Who's this wife?
Boo Boo.
Boo Boo. That's the Boo Boo.
The Boo Boo.
Who's the Boo Boo?
Oh, talking about. I don't know why.
Have we seen her before? Do we know her?
Probably. Okay. She came out before.
Once or twice.
No, a lot. A lot. But I think she's kind of over the whole gay scene a little bit.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens, yeah.
I've been... Everybody's like, where you been? I'm like, I'm laying low, honey.
At home.
I know, right?
Been at home.
Hello, resting. Ain't spending my money drinking.
Where have you been? Sober.
This one, you get her out, though, and then it's like, she picks it up just right away. Remember, we went out 2 Saturdays ago.
It's like a bike.
I had family in town, and yeah, walked into the Abbey, and she was gone.
Oh,
it wasn't my fault.
Well, and that, but
people love to pull you around.
It's true. I'm the new accessory.
See? Dina, come here.
Dina is the new transsexual accessory.
Dina is the new Gucci.
Hello.
We should market you into a little doll.
That would be amazing.
For Christmas.
Would
it be
a life size blow up? If you blow hard enough, you can increase her bust size.
And for a limited time only, you can get her own bedazzled bra. I can't even speak. I ruined that one.
She comes with a bra. She comes with a rhinestone bra and panties.
I love it. And a stage.
Yeah, hello. And a stage. And some detachable and retachable hair.
Ooh, I like it.
A Velcro pussy. I'm just kidding.
Ew. That will chafe.
Right? Maybe that's why I haven't been touched down there.
Oh, no, 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 no. Shh.
Kiss out.
You know, it's just... I can't. Bravo.
If you would like to call in, our number is
818-602-4929.
Sorry, I had that moment.
And we wait. Tapping on the screen. Where are you bitches?
So I would like to put this out there, just last moment of realism for a moment. On Tuesday, Maine votes for their proposition on gay marriage to take away the law. So all of our hearts and our love are with all of you in Maine.
Yes.
So hopefully it will be no on Prop 2, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it so, no on Prop 2?
It's no on Prop 2, because yes, it reads literally, do you want to reject the new law that lets same-sex couples marry and allow individuals and religious groups to refuse to perform these marriages? So... Mm. So, yes, no on Prop 2. So, Maine, we love you.
We are praying
that this same thing does not happen to you that happened to us here in California last year.
Which I still cannot believe.
I know. It was a shocker. And it was really shocking because it was the presidential election, and we're just all so excited, and it's like things are looking up for us, and then all of a sudden it's like double slap in the face afterwards, you know?
I should have ran and got married. Now I'm sad.
I was looking for anybody. I've been looking for anybody to marry me.
Oh, speaking of marriage and lesbians, Wanda Sykes. I just finally saw
Love
I'm
Wanda
be
Sykes
me this last week. Amazing. Amazing.
And Wanda Sykes. We would love to have you on our talk show anytime.
We know that you're not affiliated with Bravo. So, come on.
Are they on NBC?
What HBO.
Is
her?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Is that her talk show?
The talk show. What's always?
What is it on?
No, it's on Saturday
Look at
night.
Me. I'm like, I'm on. Google, and if you want to have us on your show, we are free to, and we will curb our enthusiasm.
Ooh, hey.
I like this show.
And by enthusiasm, I mean we won't say fuck and pussy.
Oh.
But I will say training.
Well, what do you say in replace of those words?
Genitals. Darn.
Male and female genitals.
And
we point
trans
to a picture.
Woman.
My naughty parts.
My no-no special spot.
You've been in London too long, Char.
Naughty parts.
So. Kibbles and bits.
Charlene gets back from London. She's been speaking with an accent. She's driving us nuts.
On.
It does.
It's your fault, Little Italy. Don't like you. Just kidding.
She's so jealous.
Hey, Little Italy, can't wait to meet you, by the way.
Why? I can't meet anyone.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
So you guys are invited to Thanksgiving, by the way, if you don't have a place
to go. Yes, we always throw a huge Thanksgiving shindig.
I love food,
really.
And I cook.
Just save me the big drumsticks.
And we cook a dinner.
Ooh.
A dinner.
What's a dinner?
You're going to be getting leftovers for weeks.
Yeah. I love it.
Here we're coming.
It's serious.
She so turns into tranny granny.
I'm going to your house every day.
She turns into tranny granny come about 6:30 that night. And she starts packing up everybody's to-go's.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love you. God.
We got to get extra tinfoil because she's going to pack up so much.
It's the transsexual Paula Dane.
I want my to-go box when I get there, so it's hidden.
I'm all your box.
I
put your box in the back of the freezer behind the ice and the vodka. Oh. Probably not a good place to hide it.
Well,
they're like, "What is this box? Ooh, there's more." No, seriously, everybody gets drunk, wasted. We eat lots and lots of food, and we play Guitar Hero here and there, and. It's so fun. So I would love to have you guys over.
Very eclectic group of people. It's fantastic.
So. Amazing.
Transsexuals, porn stars, homos, and lesbians.
Oh, my.
And a straight person or two.
That's the best party ever.
What about the gays?
Amazing. I said homos.
Oh, I like the word gay better, I guess.
Yeah. I like the homosexual.
Homosexual.
Homosexual. Is they stay in España.
Homosexual.
What?
We are like a multilingual, you know, radio show. And apparently my alter ego, Piggy Sue, like to come out today.
Lots.
Oh,
lots.
My.
And this week she started speaking and, with a Norwegian accent.
Which is?
Hello, how are you? I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm on the spot.
Come
would
on.
Would you like me to knit you sweater? Oh. I knit you sweater.
The only word she can say is sweater, so she's going to...
Well, I knit you sweater from the cow up back.
Cow?
Cow. I don't know if I you want know. A cow sweater.
It is made from cheese, you know. See, I don't know. It's not good. It's not good. It's a work in progress.
Mm-hmm. Girl, we love you.
So, yeah. What are your plans for the holidays?
Going to the parentals up in Victorville, yep. Where it's nice and cold and snowy sometimes.
Hello, Victorville.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. Victorville.
Shout out to Mom and Pops.
Where is Victorville?
It's about like 2.5 hours
is it that
before,
far?
No, before Vegas.
Okay.
So it's like,
yeah. Seems that far.
Yeah. It's just mountains and mountains and mountains.
Like,
yeah.
I was really excited. They started putting the snow out on White Rite.
What?
White Rite?
You say White Rice? What?
I thought we Asian, we hungry.
Brightwood.
Don't say Brightwood. White
Rite. Brightwood.
Yes, Brightwood.
What the hell is White Rite?
Right.
I cannot speak it all tonight.
Brightwood is like this quaint little village in the middle of the hills up there. It's gorgeous.
Fraser Park.
What is it?
Fraser Park.
Oh,
it's a little
Fraser
ski
Park.
Town.
It's amazing.
It's a little snow town.
It's so beautiful, and it's like this magical land that you hop into,
like Disneyland.
Yeah,
it's a small world.
It's kind of like that little.
It's like Narnia.
No,
I went to. I went there through my closet. Girl, in the midst of all the rhinestones and sequins.
Narnia. The faggot and the witch in the wardrobe.
What about you, Devani?
I'm not sure yet. I might go to Santa Barbara where my family's they're at. Or stay here. Who knows? It depends if my girlfriend stays here or not, so it depends.
I may go to Paris. I may go to France.
In my mind, yes.
I make it to someone's underpants.
Ooh, hey.
Well, what is that? 5-year-old. I am channeling my inner child.
What 5-year-old goes into somebody's pants?
Me. I see London, I see France.
Me.
Where have you been?
I was like, what? I'm so confused.
Oh.
Sorry.
So projects working, what do you got besides music and what do you got? What's going on?
What? Didn't we answer that question
Did
already?
We?
No. Dina, welcome to the Dina and Greg show.
I hate y'all.
We're hoping we'll get picked up for third season. Let's just put it that way, and it looks pretty
and
good.
Working with Truck Stop.
Yes.
Okay,
and
fine.
Then I still work at Truck Stop. So does Char. So
we're hoping for a third season.
Yes. Do you have an ideal?
New York.
I was going to say New York. An ideal city. New York.
Ooh. Or London.
Or I was going to say London too, maybe.
Yeah.
Or Gimme Sugar, Brazil.
Gimme Sugar, Brazil. Hey.
How about Gimme Sugar? Trouble. North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Okay, I'm
or Wisconsin.
Now.
Let's go to Wisconsin.
I love Wisconsin. That's where I'm from.
Oh, is that?
Yeah. Madison would be a Madison.
See,
not
I
enough.
Think Gimme Sugar Dallas would work because those bitches.
Oh, I heard about that.
They're serious.
Mm-hmm.
They are serious.
Like, well, give a shout out to your Dallas girls.
I'm got a hey.
Is that a shout or a screech?
Pick on the tranny. Pick on the tranny.
Did your pussy get stuck in your zipper again?
Whoa. Okay. Oh,
wow.
Real good that there's a big table. It's between these two.
I'm having a boobathon, by the way. So if y'all want to send some money to the boobathon.
A boobathon?
Dina needs a boobs.
What do you
need? You need boobies?
Mm-hmm.
I got
bigger
some.
Ones, girl.
Yeah, sure has some. I can't give you. I don't know where mine are.
I'm raising the money, so if you want to pass a bucket, pass a plate, praise
plus
the Lord.
Pass a bra.
That why you're coming to Hair Lounge all the time?
I'm like, hey, girl, $5 for the boobs? Oh, thanks. You can feel what I have. Shut up.
She's passing out IOUs for later after she has the boobs.
I owe you a feel of my breast.
Touch it.
Larger.
Touch it, touch it.
So where can people find you guys?
Devani.
Find me where? Like on?
Like online.
On Facebook.
And how? On Facebook, where they find you?
On Facebook, just type in Devani.
Search
Devani. And at truck stop, Thursdays and Fridays.
Yay.
Oh, I shouldn't tell anyone that.
They're going to come out and bug you.
Ooh.
Well, they know that we're there anyway.
Yeah, they know we're there.
They, they saw the show.
They did. You can catch Gimme Sugar on logoonline.com or on Logo itself. And Gimme Sugar 1 and 2 is also available on iTunes and Amazon.com.
Shut up.
Yes. And on iTunes, it's the unedited versions of Gimme Sugar.
Oh. Oh.
Hey.
Mama need to download.
Download now,
I like the business.
Please.
I like the business. You guys can find us online, obviously, at latalkradio.com. You can find us at dinaandgregshow.com. D-I-N-A. AndGregGshow.com.
And after tonight, it might just be dinaand.com.
No, and I mean, you can find so Dina Martinez at dinamartinez.com, transglamorous.com, which is my blog. Please sign up for our email list. We've got special offers going out. We've got updates on the shows and guests we have coming up. We have special offers from our sponsors that go out on that mailing list. And you can just mail, M-A-I-L, .diva, D-I-V-A, at dinaandgregshow.com and say, I want to sign up for the mailing list. We'll get you put on. We'll send you out the details and everything else.
Amazing.
Catch us next,
next week.
With Chef Blythe Beck.
Chef Blythe Beck from Oxygen's Naughty Kitchen.
Ooh,
and that bitch is from my hometown. Where? Tell us what?
Tejas.
Hello. And then you can also find me and us on Facebook. Dina and Greg. Just look up Dina and Greg Show. Dina Martinez. Blah, blah, blah. I just looked. and we're on Twitter too. Dina Martinez and Dina and Greg.
Oh my geez.
And I'm gonna be at the Sassy Show on the 7th of December, and you should support the Sassy Show and the other thing we support
at Hair Lounge.
Yes
Mondays at Hair Lounge.
Yes ma'am.
Oh, and Drunk on Stage
with
Ed Akbar
at Akbar.
with Bruce Daniels.
So, guys, thank you so much, Devani, Charlene.
Yes, you can find Devani and I and the rest of the Gimme Sugar cast of 1 and 2 at facebook.com/GimmeSugar.
Thank you so much, you two, for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dina Martinez.
I'm Greg Potter.
Thank you.
Have a good week.
Bye. Bye.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.